You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from Genesis 22, the first 18 verses. It is the story of Abraham called to sacrifice Isaac. The Lord, who had promised Abraham to make his descendants as many as the stars in the sky, now tells him to sacrifice his only son Isaac as a burnt offering on the mountain. Abraham immediately yields to the will of the Lord and goes up to the mountain with Isaac and all that is needed for the offering. At the right time, God reveals to Abraham that he should not kill his son. Abraham offers a nearby ram instead. The obedience and faith of Abraham was further blessed by the Lord, and the Lord renewed his covenant with him. There are a few things to keep our eye out for in this passage. Firstly, Abraham's faith and obedience. He did not doubt nor question the will and the wisdom of God. He did not try to reason with God when something was being commanded of him. He obeyed and moved in faith. He believed and acted, and that was credited to him as righteousness. Secondly, we see the hand of God directing us, going before us to prepare the way, and even the testing of our faith that brings forth strengthening of our faith. He might place before us a test, but he will always give us the grace to succeed in that test. So my question for us is, will we be obedient and show our loyalty to a king who always loves us, even in times when on the surface it might seem like a dead end? Are we able to endure even suffering without losing our faith and our hope in our King? Paul says in Romans 5, the endurance of suffering produces steadfastness and hope. Finally, the binding up of Isaac for the offering. This is a prefigurement of what God would do in his son Jesus. Abraham brings the blessing of the covenant love of God to us, and Jesus brings the ultimate display of God's love for us in giving us the new covenant. God has now placed before us not just the faith of our forefathers, but also the way in Jesus Christ. Our obedience as disciples is crucial for the fulfillment of the promise, for us personally, and through us for others who will come to know the Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.